This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes heavily bombarded an area around Khan Yunis in southern Gaza on Monday as the military ordered mass evacuations from the town in the face of widening ground offensive that is pushing Palestinians to a progressively shrinking portion of the besieged territory. It was too early to make a definitive assessment of whether or not Israel was heeding U.S. calls to protect civilians in its renewed military operations in Gaza. That's according to the U.S. State Department Monday.
In the first few days of this renewed military campaign against the south, we have seen some things that don't look like the operation as it was conducted in the north.
Spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters that Israel's targeted evacuations were an improvement compared to telling an entire city to vacate. Israel's closest ally, the United States, has urged it to do more to safeguard civilians in the southern part of Gaza than in last month's campaign in the north. But about 900 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes since a week-long truce ended on Friday. A former career U.S. diplomat charged with secretly spying for Cuban intelligence.
A former U.S. ambassador has been charged with secretly spying for a Cuban intelligence. Manuel Rocha held top diplomatic spots in Bolivia, Argentina, and the U.S. interest section in Havana. Court papers allege Rocha was a Cuban mole, engaging in clandestine activity on Havana's behalf for more than 40 years, dating to when he first joined the State Department in 1981. Rocha faces federal charges, including acting as an illegal agent of a foreign government. He was caught after the FBI learned of his Havana ties last year and arranged undercover meetings with someone purporting to be a Cuban spy. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. Britain sought to cut the number of migrants arriving in Britain through legal routes on Monday, raising the minimum salary they must earn in the job by a third after record net migration in 22 piled pressure on the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to act.
Migration to this country is far too high and needs to come down. And today, today we are taking more robust action than any other government before in order to bring this down.
Interior Minister James Cleverly. High levels of legal migration have for more than a decade dominated Britain's political landscape, and Sunak has promised to gain more control over after lawmakers in his Conservative Party criticize his record ahead of an election due next year. Delegates meeting at a UN climate change conference, or COP28, say infectious diseases spread further in a warming world, while heat stress, floods, and air pollution pose dangers to human health.
COP28 host, the United Arab Emirates, along with several charities, pledged $777 million Sunday to help fight neglected tropical diseases that could be worsened by climate change. More than 120 countries at COP28 signed a declaration acknowledging responsibility to safeguard human health in a warming world. But critics say it made no mention of cutting fossil fuels, the main source of greenhouse gas emissions that are driving climate change. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is planning to address U.S. senators by video during a classified meeting on Tuesday. The Biden administration invited Zelensky as it is sending Congress an urgent warning about the need to approve tens of billions of dollars in military and economic assistance to Ukraine, saying Kyiv's effort to defend itself from Russia's invasion may falter without it. The Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says the U.S. will run out of funding to send weapons and assistance to Ukraine by the end of 2023. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans will insist on border policy changes as part of a Ukraine assistance package. Hailed as a world first, European Union artificial intelligence rules are facing a make-or-break moment. Negotiators are planning to hammer out the draft final details this week, but the talks have been complicated by the sudden rise of generative AI first suggested in 2019. The AI Act was expected to be the world's first such comprehensive regulation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.